But this morning, I'm perusing here, and I come across my friend Frank Guerin. I've known Frank Guerin for many years, and he went through a divorce, and that's his son Frankie.
Hold on, this is not on the screen. Let me see if I can move it over.
Oh,
there.
I'm sorry.
There we go.
Okay. Here you got it. You see it now? So how do you do this, dude?
I don't know. Hold on. Okay. Here you go. Where's Santi?
Yeah, you... now we're stuck.
Yeah, we're in trouble now.
Okay, pull it back over. We won't do this exercise.
You can see it on the screen. See right there?
All right, anyways.
Why don't you go over there and I'll control it.
That's a person. I was going to show him all my friends that are having successes and and challenges. But that's okay. You guys get the idea. Yeah. Let's go back to my presentation.
Okay.
You guys get the idea?
Yeah.
Every morning, you're going to see people... And they're all opportunities to deepen your relationship. And remember, let's go back to that model that I showed you. You have to make deposits into their emotional bank account. Facebook gives them to you right there. And the time that you really want to make deposits is when? When they're having challenges, when they're having successes, and on the most special day of the year, right? It's right there for you to do. It's very, very simple. That's right. That's exactly right. Okay. I was going to show you my friends here. Greg, he lost his baby after a couple days after birth. And for 365 days, he's written these little poems. And today was the last day. Tom Bell, he's been... having some challenges. Curtis Lucy, my friend, he just got married. And so there are opportunities all around you to do this. Okay, so how do you reach out with them? So you're going to say, well, how do you send them something? I use a little website called Intellius. Intellius is basically the police database, pretty much what it is. Have you ever typed in a name and you get all these websites that make you want to go, that offer their address, but they won't tell you what it is and they make you pay a couple bucks? They're all linked. They get all their data from Intellius, all right? So for like maybe a buck or a couple bucks, you'll be able to find out their information. But what if you were able to get all those birthdays, right, of your upcoming friends, the ones you wanted to reach out to, and you bought a one-day subscription to that, and you could just go and find them all, right? That's how you find their mailing information, and it's accurate. Their information is accurate. All you need to do is know their name and kind of where they live, and it'll give you other information to kind of pinpoint who they are. Heck, you can send them a direct message. I lost my brother last week. He sent me a message. Hey, I'm sorry for your loss, Dave. I'm praying for you and your family as you grieve the loss of your brother. Most everybody else did a comment, but I had about eight people who sent me a direct message. So in my heart, who am I more inclined to be thankful for? Everybody, but the ones who took the next step did a little bit more effort, right? Greeting cards. Howard talks a lot about sending out cards. I use it all the time to send stuff to people. Usually, I like the 2 dozen cookies and the little nibblers. If I don't want to spend as much, I send the nibbler cookies, and if I want to spend a little bit more, I send 2 dozen cookies. Heck, you can email them. You can get email out of Intellius. If you have their phone number, text them. Or, heaven forbid, you actually pick up the phone and call them. Call them. All right? So if you guys want to know how to develop relationships without going to all these networking meetings and stuff like that, you can do it right there on Facebook, and it's super easy. It's super easy to do. Take the time to do that, and you'll build a large network of people who love you